Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Damaris Maria Grossman, integrative family nurse practitioner, and thank you for joining in on Mindfully Integrative Podcast. So today we have an amazing guest. Her name is Pili Urusi, and she is part of the Multifamily Live Group. She is an integrative mama. She is an expert in fit and also in her health, wealth, and life. And she has so many great tips on what financial health is, what it is to be mindful in many ways. And I really can't wait for you guys to meet her. So hi, Pili, nice to meet you and talk today.
So awesome to be here. So honored to be on your show. Yay.
Of course. Yeah, I'm excited. So today, kind of just like initial conversation of let's find out something that people don't know about you. A little fun fact.
Little fun fact about me is that I spent many years wanting to do Shakespeare for the rest of my life. Like out of high school, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to perform Shakespeare at the Public Theater in New York City, and that's all I wanted to do. I moved to New York City. I'm originally from Hawaii. I moved to New York City, and I became a bartender. I worked in restaurants.
Did you do any theater? Like any?
I did some theater, and I did end up working for the Public Theater. I did a Hawaiian play at the Public Theater. So it really, really brought everything together. And it was that moment that I realized that that wasn't where my heart was. And this was like 2009. And I ended up moving back to New York and moving and going back to my bar job, which actually, that's where I met Jason. I actually met Jason back in 2003. We worked together for many years. I lived in LA. We were good friends for a bit. Awesome. And then when I moved back for work, because my boss invited me back to work at this particular bar, that's when like we solidified our friendship. But it wasn't until 2013 that we actually like finally like really saw each other.
Oh, so you got to meet it. So it all kind of worked out, but you got to be in theater. Like, so you got a little bit of your dream, but then you also met your soulmate.
Exactly. So it all worked out. Everything happens for a reason. And when I look back at like the stepping stones that we took to get to each other, because we've known each other for a long time, but it wasn't until 2012, like the beginning of 2013, that we finally like really connected. Mm-hmm. And like, it just like skyrocketed from there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. When you're with the right person, they also help you kind of accelerate your life when you're with a supportive and loving team. You know, it's like my partner and my husband, it's like, yeah, you just, when you're in the right teammate, you know, then you get even more things. And, you know, that goes into kind of your story of, I brought you on the show. It's mindfully integrative, but being mindfully integrative in your life, in your wealth, in your health, and kind of where you are. I mean, you are a mom of three. You are a successful businesswoman, and you have a wonderful, supportive family. So kind of tell me a little bit about your story of where you kind of came to get to where you're like, health is super important, my business is important, and being a mom. Like, what brought you to kind of be mindful in that way?
So I'm going to tell you something else that not everybody knows about me. I was for a long time, I always like looked really healthy. Like I've always been slim. Mm-hmm.
But you're slim, always healthy, skinny. People thought you're always skinny.
I've always been skinny my entire life, but what people didn't know is that I was like borderline anorexic. for many years.
Oh my, I'm so sorry to hear
that. That's not something I share widely, but I figured this is the perfect podcast to do that.
You know, I'm here to completely be supportive. You know, whatever you share is on your own space, and we're here to be supportive. You know, there's someone out there that wants to hear your story, and you, whatever you feel to share is you.
And that's the thing.
We're here for you.
I just want to let your audience know that, you know, sometimes what you see at face value isn't actually what's going on. So if you are dealing with something right now, I strongly suggest you get the help that you need, because between the years of 2009 to 2011, I was going to yoga every morning. I was eating really healthy. But what I wasn't doing was eating enough. Mm-hmm. I am 5'8" and I clocked in at some point at like 103 pounds. So I was drastically underweight. Plus I found out that I was hypoglycemic.
And that's rare. Usually your people are the opposite. So in the medical field, they're always the opposite.
And yeah. So not only was I not eating enough to support myself, I was not eating enough to support my health, because I needed more food to keep my energy up. So it wasn't until I took notice of myself and took responsibility for my own health that I finally started to make and do the steps to get my health back. I actually moved back into my parents' home. Mm-hmm. I sought help. I went to go see doctors. I started eating more. I started exercising more, like exercising in a healthy way, in a manic way. So there's a difference between being healthy and fit and being unhealthy and fit. And a lot of it has to do with your mindset. So if you're taking yourself to the point where you're exercising until like it's just so painful that you can't get up in the morning, then maybe like revisit that. If you're dieting so much that you start thinking to yourself, this is normal, then maybe start thinking about that. If you were like me and you're 103 pounds and you're, I don't know, 5'8", 5'9", like look at that, listen to your doctors, go see and seek help. But you have to realize that first. So once I realized that, I got to take the steps and I started surrounding myself with the right people, i.e. Jason.
Yay. I like supportive people yes. that are going to lift you up, not bring you down.
So even while we were bartending together and we were friends at the time, like I would get to my station, there'd be a Snickers bar waiting for me, or there'd be snacks waiting for me, or he'd like push me out of the bar and make sure I ate something. Mm-hmm. And because he already knew that something was very wrong with Peely. Let's see. And he like, until I realized it, I couldn't seek help. So him like, and there was the other bartenders too, but in his own way was trying to help me mm-hmm. and like make sure I ate, make sure I was taking care of myself. So again, surrounding yourself with the best people, like not only in person, but even in social media, like who are you listening to in social media? Are you looking at things that help you or hurt you? Are you, when you close down your phone, when you get off of social media, how do you feel? You should actually feel lifted up. If you're doing it correctly, if you're looking at the wrong things and you feel bad, if you feel down on yourself, then you need to revise, and you're allowed to, your social media. Unfollow those people that bring you down, unfollow those pages that bring you down, and look for more uplifting content. I mean, don't look for things that are lying to you, but look and surround yourself with those people that really bring you up.
I love when you say that, because it's like uplifting content, mm-hmm. You know, getting rid of the toxic relationships yes. and deleting those things that are not needed, because we sometimes feel guilty, like we're not getting these connections of, you know, it's okay to not have all these connections. You want to have quality ones, and I love that you're saying, get rid of the uplifting, you know, have more uplifting content, have people yes. that support it. That's really necessary, especially now with the pandemic. We've been on social media a lot and trying to connect.
Yeah. And then if there's those people that you're like, oh, maybe they're just going through a time, it doesn't mean that you have to go through that time with them. Yes, do your best to help. If that's the type of person you are, have them seek the help that they need, but don't let that bring you down. Like they're like you helping them should bring you up. If it starts to bring you down, then, you know, by all means, like mute them, like mute them on social. You need to take care of your health first, because if you degrade and disintegrate that foundation, which is you, you will not be able to help anyone. If your health doesn't come first, if the wealth of your mind doesn't come first, then you will not be able to sustain yourself. And that's what had happened. That's why I wanted to mention what had happened to me back in my 20s and early 30s. That was foundational for me, because that made me realize that I really needed to take care of myself. And then your original question had to do with motherhood.
You're a mom too. So, I mean, prior to being mom, this happened to you. Like,
yes.
It's not even just about being, you're talking about something and realizing that situation, you want to be also a good mom. So I can only imagine how that was for you when you became a mom.
So I needed to take care of myself. And without doing that, I would not have even thought of becoming a mother. Like I couldn't have, like, there was no way, because I had such a bad image of my body. Like, I was in previous relationships, which was like, who told me like, oh yeah, you can never get pregnant. That means you'll get fat. And like just thinking about that makes me cringe, because that type of person shouldn't be in your life. If they're going to tell you things like that. So I had to take care of those things that were in my head in order to jump into motherhood. So the connection, let's transition to motherhood and real estate. So
I know, because it goes, well, you know, that's a whole other part of it too. Yes. But how about before we get into the real estate, because that's one part, I want to talk about you as a mom. Okay. And you're a working mom and an integrative mom. And I call you an integrative mom because you take health to the utmost caliber. How do you apply that with your children too? Because for me, it's super important. And I as a new mom, and I've had to, you know, be very eloquent about, like, my little guy had some severe allergies and severe skin issues. And then just in general, how do you incorporate that with your life so that other moms can kind of do it too? Because you're a mom of three, and people think that, oh my God, my kids aren't going to be healthy. They don't know what vegetables are. I know it's possible, but I want to know how you're doing it.
So the reason why I put the two together is because, so 2013, 2012, we work one more season at the bar and we decide we're done. We're done with the bar. And we decide in 2013 that we're going to, okay, so Hurricane Sandy happens. And my husband's family has a house lifting company. So they actually lift houses and they fix the foundation. They bring the house back down. So how this is all incorporated, we decide to have our first child in 2013. He's born in 2014. So in 2013, and you're going to appreciate this, in 2013, while I'm in my first trimester, I decide to get my real estate license.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how you like managed all that, but okay.
Thank goodness my professor at real estate school let me take naps and eat snacks during class.
Like your nausea and exhaustion.
Yes. I don't think I could have survived, but passed the test with flying colors. And we decided to go into house flipping because it just made sense. We already had a construction company and we got into house flipping, which turned into wholesaling, which turned into small multifamilies, which turned into large multifamilies over the course of 2013 to 2017 is when we took down our first large multifamily. So during this entire time, so 2014, I have our first child, 2016, I have our second child, 2018, I have our third child. So you see why I'm correlating the two, because as we were growing our family, we were also growing our business. And there were a lot of times when balls got dropped. We actually dismantled our flipping and wholesaling business because we were like, I was so busy with the children. So like Jason and I were busy with our children.
Yeah.
We're busy building our businesses and we needed to let go of something. So that's one thing that I did, that we did together to take care of our health, was to let go of our business that was no longer serving us in the way that it needed to, because it had become a job. And we could see where our future lies in large multifamily.
Right. And you saw like the long-term goal, you know, it's not instant gratification, but it was the long-term progression. But I really commend you in the fact that you were able to have those three children, being a working mom and also trying to be healthy, you know, keeping yourself and your husband, you know, on the right mindset. Because when we were talking before, you know, your health and your wealth really do correlate, and your habits and the things that you do can really get you like financially healthy, but physically healthy, mentally healthy. And can you talk about some of those things that you do to get you into that mindset?
So I became a huge follower of the Miracle Morning. I actually turned that entire program. Well, it started with the Miracle Morning. And then after the birth of my third child, we actually got into 75 Hard, which is a program set by Andy Frisella. So first with the Miracle Morning, I actually turned that into my own program. So these programs that come at you, there's so many.
Right.
What my suggestion for all your listeners is to make it your own. So what Jason and I did was we created our Aloha Morning, which first starts with the numbers 4, 3, 2, 1. We wake up at 4:32 in the morning and we've already won the day. I know, mamas, you're kind of cringing because that's such an early hour, but that is the time that I need to wake up to make sure I get that 1 to 2 hours. Imagine getting 2 hours of your day back every day. That's what I did for myself. I gave myself
still
that
try to
gift
get up that early?
Time. What?
You still try to get up that early?
I get up that early every day.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I get up early. I make it happen. And I do what I call my Aloha Morning. And for everyone that does the Miracle Morning, you'll recognize this, because A is for, so it's Aloha, A-L-O-H-A. A is for awakening, which is get out of bed, you brush your teeth. Like, you know what? I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I don't get out at 4:32, get up at 4:32, but I give myself that grace, right? So you get out of bed, you brush your teeth, you do what you need to do to get your mind out. So next L, love. Take the next 5 to 10 minutes to meditate, to pray, to center yourself, to do whatever you need to do to like have that silence in your mind. O is for opportunity. If you can see it, you can believe it, you can achieve it. You've heard that statement. It's very, very true. So spend the next 10 minutes visually mirroring what your day will look like, what your outcomes are, and then look at your goals. So next is health. So this is a time that I take an hour and I get moving, whatever it takes. Sometimes, honestly, sometimes this comes first, because those days where I'm just like, oh, all the kids woke up and all the kids ended up in bed and I put them all in their room and all the kids just like it's one of those days that you just can't get up. So those days I know it's going to happen. So what I do is I lay my yoga mat right next to my bed so I can roll
out
of bed.
Right. Didn't have my yoga mat. Gotta do it. Yeah. You gotta have
it. So I'm moving though, but it means that I know I'm going to move the next day. And then the next one is aspire, which is something we've already talked about. So aspire, find greatness in your life every single day. Surround yourself by those people that you aspire to, that inspire you to be them, to just surround yourself by good, positive energy, and like read a book. Like take that time, like with the Miracle Morning, read a book. With 75 Hard, one of the rules in 75 Hard, well, one of the rules was that you have to work out 2 times a day for 45 minutes every single day. One of them has to be outside. The other rule was you have to read at least 10 pages of a book. Some of the other rules was like have a random act of kindness. Another rule was drink a gallon of water. But for me, it got to the point, I love guidelines, but I got tired of following somebody else's rules. So I made my own. So if you are having trouble following someone else's rules, then make your own and hold yourself accountable to these rules that you've already made for yourself. I hope that helps.
I 100% love what you're saying. I also have my own little, you know, set that I do for me, but I believe, like I said, I have you on the show because you get where we are on that same thought process of where, you know, you got to start early, whether, so I put it in context of I'm a morning person like you. I don't get up 4:30. I'm around like 5:36 for me. But for my husband, he's a night person. So we're like almost, we meet in the midday, like around 1-2, and he's like that night. All right. I'm like, all right, that's your thing. So like you said, like, I love the fact when you said, put your meat where you are and this aloha morning, that's beautiful. I want more people to find that. And, you know, I know that you've wrote a book. Can you talk about that? And then I would love for us to talk about your multifamily work.
The aloha morning can actually be found in our, for anybody that's watching, found in our book, How to Master a Fit Rich Life in 15 Days. You can go to www.fitrichlife.com to find the book. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. And
I'll put it, I will put it in the link in the show notes also for anyone to reach out to. And so I'll let them know so you can come in to that book. And also, so going from, you know, our mindset, you know, being a mom, and then you transitioned into multifamily and you went into small multifamily and into large, how did you feel like, and where you're at now, do you want to talk about how that mindset shift came for you and where you're and what you're doing now?
So there's been a couple of mindset shifts. The first one was growing from single into multifamily. I was actually the more risk averse one. So I had brought the first small multifamilies to the table. That is our business between Jason and I. And then so we dove in and we could have scaled that business. And this was, we bought two duplexes in Indianapolis, Indiana back in 2016. And the ROI, the return on those were great. It was like 22%. And it was just, it was great. Like that could have built. But then Jason comes to me one day and he was like, well, if we can do these two duplexes out of state in Indianapolis, why can't we do 50, 100, 1,000? And I was just like, what are the numbers on something like that? Absolutely not. I was like, no. And plus, I think I was pregnant with our second child. So I looked at the information. Again, I got educated about large multifamily. And I could see where it could take us. So that no slowly became let's look into it. And then once we took down that first property, the world exploded. Like I was like, this can be done. Like looking at the numbers, looking at the opportunity I get to provide to people because I'm in this, it's astounding. So our business mission, our business motto was to raise communities one house at a time, which really went with our house lifting company. So we brought that into our house flipping and wholesaling that we were able to help people one house at a time. So now our motto is simply raising communities because that's exactly what we can do. We can raise our investor communities by providing great opportunities for them to invest in. We can raise the communities of those tenants, of those people who are in our buildings by giving them better places to live.
I love it.
So the next jump up is now to take down and to acquire larger properties. And that's another mindset shift that we're going through right now, because the properties that we've been taking down currently are all in the $8 to $10 million range. We want to look at the bigger properties now, but that takes like a larger mindset and larger conversations and conversations with different people. So we're stepping out again.
And getting, and, you know, and groups and teams and, you know, you're not alone, you know, and that's, you know, how we connected at some point in the multifamily world. And I know that it's because your financial health has become a part of, you know, how you are with your family and what do you teach financial health and obviously all your health stuff with your kids and your, as a whole, like, is it kind of there, everybody's in on it too?
Yes. So remember, I mentioned Andy Frisella. He actually has this set of books and there are two bulldogs and it's excellent books. If I can remember, it's like Otis and Charlie. that's the bulldog's names, but I can't remember what the actual name of the books are, but we try and let our children know exactly what we're doing. Now that we're actually investing in the town that we live in, we're able to take them to see the buildings. The other day, Luke gave Jason like $7 and he was like, can you invest this for me? So Luke officially has, well, he has more, but he officially has $7 invested into our last deal. So he'll be able to see how that $7 will grow by him just simply investing those $7 into the building. So that'll be a really, really great lesson for us to teach him.
That's so exciting. Oh my God. That's so cool. I love that, you know, you're incorporating that with your family and just bringing all of your health stuff, involved. Is there, I know that you're so involved as a mom and in your business. Is there something you'd like to share that where you're going, happening recently? I know that you just finished your multifamily live event, but I know you have other ones and things. So, you know, would you like to share with the audience, what you're up to?
Fantastic. Yes, I would love to. So we did Multifamily Live. It was this huge 3-day virtual event, but it was really, really like, because we were on a soundstage. It felt like we were there in the audience, and we had decided to put this on 6 months ago, and we didn't know what was going to happen with everything with COVID and if things were going to start to open up. So next year, when we do this again, it'll be live, you know, God willing, it'll be live in person. And following that, we opened up our coaching program called Seven Figure Multifamily. So we teamed up with some of our early mentors in the flipping and wholesaling business who are also transitioning into multifamily. We teamed up with them. They have an amazing system, and we grew into Seven Figure Multifamily. So if you want more information on that, it's www.sevenfiguremultifamily.com. We have a great group of amazing, amazing, amazing students, amazing investors in our group right now. So I'm just super excited to watch us all grow together. So as I'm holding them accountable for their goals, they too will hold me accountable for my goals. Cause as a group, we can grow together and just reach heights that we couldn't have imagined a year ago. So I'm super excited about this group.
I love it. I'm super excited to learn more myself and, you know, maybe, jump in and, you know, chat more about it. Cause I know we invest a lot in real estate. So, Yes. But I'm like, so appreciative that you're on this call and on the show. I know that it was kind of out of necessarily not, per se real estate, but the fact that, you know, you really shared such a beautiful story. And I know that there's a lot of people listening, willing to, and want to hear, for your last part, I know you already gave us your aloha morning, but do you have a little mindful tip that you'd like to send off our listeners with?
I know I already said this, but it came to my mind, and I know there's someone that needs to hear this. Surround yourself with the best people. I know you hear it from everyone, but I've been told it takes 7 times for you to hear something to really ingrain into your body. So I'm hoping this is the 7th time you've heard it. Surround yourself by the best people.
Listen to audiobooks.
Like read books that really engage you and bring you up. But this is a responsibility that you have to take. Nobody else can put that book in front of you and tell you to read it or listen to that audiobook or surround yourself with the best people. I can say that to you over and over again, but unless you take the responsibility for your health, it's not going to happen. So take the responsibility for your mental health, for your physical health, and get moving and get going and surround yourself with those people who you want to be like.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing, because I think those are words people need to hear. And to get moving and, you know, resonate with the positive and not the negative. Like there's so much negativity out there. And I love that you said 7 times, maybe it's lucky 7. I don't know. Maybe like, that's why you have to have it 7 positives.
That's all I've heard. So I try and say it over and over again.
Well, I appreciate you being here and all of your wonderful information and your guidance to those here on the show. So thank you again for being here. And I know our listeners really appreciated it.
Thank you so much.
All right. You guys have a great day. And thanks for enjoying Mindfully Integrative show. Have a wonderful night or day, whatever it is for you. I hope you enjoy. And all the show notes will be in the for you. So you can find out more about Peely and her husband and the fam. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G., reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.